Well, good morning, everyone. Happy Sunday to all of you today. I was thinking about the first commandment that God ever gave in the Bible. Let there be light. It was the first thing that God ever made. And he found that it was good. So good, in fact, that he charges us, his sons and daughters, with being bearers of that light into the different dark crannies of this world. We probably know some of them. But I was just thinking about light and the difference that light makes. It makes a huge difference. I had a friend who was a botanist. Well, he wasn't really a botanist, but he was kind of a science geek in middle school and high school, and which was awesome. And he did this experiment on his own where he took like two Coke, not bottles, but like cups, paper cups, and he put nice, rich soil in both of them, filled it up to the top, put the same seeds in both of them. One he put on the windowsill, and the other he put in a dark closet. And he said that he watered them just the same. Same soil, same seeds, same water. But it doesn't take a smart scientist to know what happened there, huh? That the light made all the difference. That the one that was put in the windowsill grew tall, grew strong, grew beautiful, had deep roots, was fruitful and beautiful, what a plant should be. But then the one that was in the dark closet hardly grew at all. And it was deadly. And it was fruitless. No roots. Ugly. Jesus is our light. Jesus Christ is our light. And there's two points that I want to make today. Number one, we had better spend a lot of time in front of the light. And by that, we know, right, the sources of the light. His light shines upon us through the scriptures, through our times in prayer, through our rosaries, through our service to others, especially through those sacraments, the Blessed Sacrament Chapel, where we kneel in front of the very presence of Jesus Christ, who is the light, and we grow tall and strong and fruitful, deep roots and beautiful and exactly what we're meant to be. And the Holy Mass, the same. And that's our call, is to go to those places where the light of Jesus shines. And we know what they are. And also the company of good people. The people who urge us, impel us to grow in our own sainthood, in our own lives. And look at over here, Al and Margaret Reuter, they celebrate today their 60th anniversary of marriage. How about a round of applause? Margaret, I couldn't tell if you were sleeping or if you were embarrassed. But anyway, but Margaret has helped Al to become a saint, and Al, Margaret, the light of Jesus shining through the spouses to help the other to flourish. And our job is to spend time in the light around good, holy people, around the sacraments, around the scriptures, around prayer, around all these things, so that we can flourish. And part number two is that you and I have to help other people be in the light, to let Jesus shine through us so that we can be lights, but then help others to come into the windowsill where they will have deep roots and be strong and beautiful and fruitful and all that they should be. If you're a godparent, you might take a look in the pews. I put a little handy dandy sheet for you. And I look at it myself and realize what a terrible godfather I can be sometimes. These are things that we ought to be doing for our godchildren. Most of us probably in this church are godparents, or many of us are anyways. And by godparent, this specifically refers to baptismal godparents. But think also of confirmation sponsors and folks that were with you on your wedding day and all this type of like. Okay. In Spanish, I always like it because the word padrino means godfather and confirmation sponsor. In the weddings, there are padrinos, godparents. At first communions, there's padrinos, there's godparents. And it's kind of a beautiful thing that we should always have a model of the faith around us when we're making these big chapter changes, like the big things in our lives, you know. But like, if you are a godparent, these are some things that you can do to help make sure that your godchildren flourish, that they are in the windowsill where the light comes in upon them. These are tangible, concrete things. You can probably think of other items that you could do as well for your baptismal godchildren. Think also again of your those you have sponsored in confirmation. It's not just a one-day thing. You are partly responsible for their salvation of your godchildren and your those who you sponsor in confirmation. But like, it's not just a one-day affair. You are to walk side by side and help them to get to heaven, help them to flourish in the windowsill, help them to become deeply rooted in their faith, strong, fruitful, beautiful, what they should be. And like, so these are just some like helpful little things that we should be doing. And you can take that home with you and just kind of do a little examination to make sure that you're doing it. I'm thinking largely about baptism because today is my baptismal anniversary. And it was on this day in the year of our Lord, 1986, that my good parents took me to the priest to get baptized. And it's the most wonderful thing that a parent could ever do for a child. And I was thinking about I have a nephew for whom I am the godfather. He just made his first confession. And my brother said, thank God that's over, because he was racking up every sin he could possibly think of to take to the confession. But I just like, there's something so beautiful about helping another person flourish, bringing the light into their life, helping to make sure that they are in the light, because light does make all the difference in the world. All the difference. In our readings, it's all over the place. The prophet Isaiah says, you do all these good things, then your light shall break forth like the dawn and bring light to the darkness and the gloom. And there's so much darkness and gloom. Look at our psalm. The just man is a light himself in the darkness, that he has no fear of evil news. And a firm heart, he trusts in the Lord, because that light shines so forth. He's so deeply rooted, he's so deeply trusting, that light just shines through and through him into everybody that he knows. Look at our gospel. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. You are the light of the world. There are 7 times in the gospel of John where Jesus says, I am. I am the gate. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the vine. All these things. But he does, one of them is, I am the light of the world. And it's the only I am of those 7 statements, the 7 I am statements, the only one that he speaks also to you and to me, that we are to be the light of the world. Because in holy baptism, that's why we have candles. We receive the light of Jesus inside, so that everywhere we go, we bring that light. And that helps other people to flourish around us. You know, the godparents, I have it etched in my memory, because I've said it 1,000 times at baptism. Godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly in your godchildren. See that the divine life which God gives them today is kept safe and that it grows. That we are to fan the flame of love of Jesus in the hearts of our godchildren. And that we are to stir our own flame of love. Because that's how we can be the light of the world. That we take the light that is Jesus everywhere we go and bring light and joy to all the places of gloom and darkness. And that's awesome. The last thing I'll say is this. Our second reading, St. Paul, he says, look, I come to you, the church in Corinth. I don't have any fancy words and I don't have a lot of wisdom, but I bring you Jesus and him crucified. And that is the light. Jesus is the light. Folks, Teresa of Avila, it's her. Today, this is the week we remember her in our church and our Matthew Kelly book study and all that. She said that one act of love, one act of light is better than all the knowledge in the world. And so let's pray that you and I can, first of all, put ourselves in the windowsill that we might be deeply rooted, strong, faithful, fruitful, beautiful, and that we will help others to be in the light as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.